This is Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. Our phone lines are open at 753-1240. That's 753-1240. Now, Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. Come around to my
way of thinking. Yeah, take back your health. And really, it is, I mean, you've got the chiropractic thing, but you guys do have a whole different way of thinking.
That's what we try. That's what we like to think.
Yeah.
It's what we try to proclaim on the show, is just to let people into our world of what we do as chiropractors and wellness consultants and what we're all about. And there's not enough people out there that know what the heck's going on.
Right.
And a lot of people have the wrong idea. As we start every show, our mission at Reed Family Wellness and our goal is to help as many people as we can to get healthy and stay healthy by natural means, which means no medication and no surgery. Too many people are on too many medications. As we've stated many times on here and will continue to state, the United States is the most medicated society in the entire world. We make up 5% of the world's population, yet we're consuming 75% of all the pharmaceuticals being created in the world. We spend $3.8 trillion a year on healthcare, yet we're ranking 37th. There's a disconnect. There has been for some time. We want to teach people what it takes to be healthy. We have the answers. We live a life of health. So do our families. The patients that come into our office get to learn what we do and what it takes. And it's not rocket science. It's simple stuff. And so that's why we have this show. That's why the show is called Take Back Your Health. If you don't have health and you're looking for it, well, that's why we're here, so that you can hear what we do and you can have the knowledge that you need to take back your health.
And I'm sorry, I forgot. I neglected to make sure, if somebody's just listening, to introduce you. Dr. Sean, Dr. Chris are both here this afternoon. You can give us a call, 753-1240.
We are here. And that's Dr. Sean makes up a good point every week. There are so many people out there. You know, just in the last week, I've had a handful of people come in, never been to a chiropractor before, of different ages. Just Monday, it was a 21-year-old girl who's has lots of stuff going on, joint pain throughout her body. She's 21. And
which is just wrong. People need to realize. I mean, and for most listeners,
normal, right?
21 years old. I mean, that's absolutely just out of the question, completely abnormal.
And completely unacceptable.
And people probably hearing this, like, oh man, 21, that's bad.
Yeah.
But even people who are 50, if you're feeling that, guess what? Yeah. That's not normal either.
You know, I talked about the gentleman, and I use him as an example quite often now. 69-year-old male, and he had had pain, left knee pain, right shoulder pain, low back pain. Let's see, right shoulder, low back, left knee, and right ankle for 40 years.
Ooh.
And I told him, I said, listen, this is not acceptable. Even though it's normal for you, it's not normal. Well, to this date, he is doing great. We were pushing him back to wellness care. I think I saw him, excuse me, I think I saw him last week, but we're pushing him back to 2 or 3 weeks now, but he's staying well and he's feeling good. And I asked him when he comes in, hey, how you doing? He said, really good. Again, first time in 40 years that he hasn't had pain. But what people in general accept is that this is just the way it is, and this is the way I have to live. What's great is we are getting more and more people who are stepping out, who are opening up their minds to trying to find, you know, what's this chiropractic all about? What is brain balancing all about? They're curious. They want to know. We had one of our listeners set up a consult for this Friday. Again, we, to the general listeners out there, if you or friends or family that you know are in need of health answers and they're looking for a different route than medications and surgery, please refer them to our office. You know, this gentleman's setting up, he heard that we were offering free consults, which we're stating again today. We want to sit down with you, give you 20 minutes to let us know exactly what's going on with you. Again, this is, people are getting excited because they want information. They want to know. They want to know the truth. The bad thing about our society in America is for over the last 100 years, and I've said this often, our brains have been conditioned to think a pill, a medication, when we have a problem. It's just the way we've been taught. And there are people like me. Again, I stepped out of that box 33 years ago when I got introduced to this. And a little bit more about that in a second here. But I decided I want something different. Drugs weren't doing me any good. They weren't making me feel better. They were making me feel drugged. And I didn't want to settle for that. I wanted something more from my life.
Imagine that, a drug making you feel drugged.
Well, what I'm saying is, yeah.
I know, I'm just giving you a hard time. But it's true. There's always going to be an effect to a medication. Maybe it will take away the symptom that you have, but what else is it
going
to do?
Other stuff's going on.
Tons of other stuff. And we're always talking about that. The side effects of medications are not talked about enough. It's never hit in the mainstream media. The good thing is we've stated on here before, opioids and painkillers, they finally made it to the forefront because they're such a problem. But we hear stuff all the time. The problem is a lot of times you have to go searching for things that we talk about on here. I was just reading today, and I was talking to Dr. Chris about it on the way over, which he said apparently this news has been around for 10 years. But a very common prescription drug called Celebrex, which is used for people with arthritis to reduce inflammation and relieve pain,
right.
Has been found through studies that the normal form Celebrex and its generic forms lead to a heart valve disease known as aortic stenosis. And it's just like hardening of the heart valves causing restriction of blood flow. So it's like, they don't talk about that when they put you on it. They just put you on it because, well, you know, have arthritis and this will help reduce your inflammation. But what else can you do? You know, we're always trying to teach people you can do things that are natural that aren't going to have side effects like that. But they're, you know, if you're not looking for this information, that's not just in the forefront. They're not putting that on CNN and Fox News and all this stuff. So research is and asking questions. People don't ask questions enough. There's so many people that come into our office that are on drugs, you know, A through Z, and they don't know how long they're going to be on them for, and they don't know any of the side effects on them. And it's a problem because what is the end goal? And if the end goal is to be on medications your whole life, well, you're definitely on the right track.
Bingo.
You got it. But if you want something else, that's what we do. We want to teach people how to reduce stressors on their body to allow their body to heal the way that it was designed to.
I had a woman come in this week. She sat down and she said, she was referred by another client of ours, and she's in her mid-60s, female, and she's was having shoulder problems. And she went to the MD, and they put a cortisone shot in her shoulder, and the first one did nothing. Then they sent her to a physical therapist, and that just only aggravated her problem. Then they stuck a second cortisone shot in her, but this time they used a sonogram to find out where to put it, and this one actually completely removed her pain. So she came into her office, and she was getting ready to have a consult with me, and she said, before I do this, I just want you to know I'm pain-free now. I said, that's great. What'd you do? Well, I got 2 cortisone shots. I said, that's great, but here's the problem. That cortisone is nothing more than a Band-Aid. It happened to work in reducing your inflammation and pain, but the problem's still there. She ended up doing the consult with me. I had her take her right arm through normal active range of motion, which she did not have. So even though the pain was gone, she still didn't have normal range of motion in her arm and shoulder. And I said to her, listen, you're basically putting a Band-Aid on a problem.
Right.
Problem isn't resolved, needs to be treated. You need to get that full range of motion back, or you're going to lose it for the rest of your life.
And people, that's a huge problem with most people, is people see a lack of symptom and equate that to health and being okay. Perfect example. Well, I don't have pain. Takes her, the simple of a test is taking her arm through a range of motion. Okay, guess what? Still a problem.
Right.
And so when people get that pain relief, they're like, all right, we're good. We don't need anything. Well, no, you do. You do. Just because you don't have any symptoms at this moment, okay, let's take you through an examination. Let's see what your body actually has going on. Why are you, you know, it's as simple as that, but people need to see the bigger picture, and they need to understand that there's underlying things going on.
Right. If you have a question this afternoon, 753-1240. How do we get a hold of you, Dr. Sean?
You can call us at 217-698-5800. Our website is reedfamilywellness.com.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Baby, I feel good from the moment I ride. Feel good from morning to the end of the day.
753-1240 is the number to contact the doctors, Dr. Chris, Dr. Sean, for the next 40 minutes or so. When you guys are not here, how do we get a hold of you at the office?
Our office, 217-698-5800, and on our website at reedfamilywellness.com. That's R-E-I-D, familywellness.com.
And Mary has given us a call. Hi, Mary.
Hey, Mary.
Hi,
Mary.
Hi. I have a question about thyroid. I have a low thyroid, and I have tried all the medication, the Synthroid, levothyroxine, and even the Armour, and it makes me sick and foggy, and I just feel horrible. Can you deal with any of this?
You know what, Mary, we can deal with that. And again, as I mentioned earlier, we have and we have advised you to take advantage of this. We offer a free consult in our office where we will sit down and talk with you, get a full history of just your what's going on and everything else that's involved with you having an underactive thyroid. What is your age, Mary?
72.
Okay, so keep in mind that number one, it's not abnormal and very normal that as we age, that our body starts to produce less hormones. Are you by chance on a statin drug?
No.
Okay, that's good to hear. So one of the things is cholesterol is the precursor to hormone production, so we need cholesterol. And that's one of the things that concerns me. Matter of fact, I had a patient come in yesterday, but we'll get to that later, that they were saying that there's something done at Springfield Clinic right now where they are starting to phase out, of all things, statin drugs, which they've been using for 25 years. But anyway, getting back to your thyroid situation, I would suggest that you come in, sit down, talk with us. Very treatable and can be helped with natural products. Remember, as we state all the time, Mary, that it's like, how did this develop? Well, it developed over time. How long have you had the problem?
Oh, for several years now, and I've just not been able to take anything because it all makes me sick.
Yeah, I understand. Remember, as Dr. Sean just stated a minute ago, all of these medications have side effects.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not uncommon. People are like, I can't take it. It makes me sick. I just had that happen with a woman with steroids. She said, I was put on the oral steroid for 10 days. After 5 days, my body could not tolerate it. There are, again, so many negative side effects to these medications. The beautiful thing is, when you get your health functioning the way it was designed, and you feed your body well, and you get good treatment, the body starts to respond. And this is the amazing things that we're doing in our office, is we're helping people get well with no drugs and no surgery. So again, if you can, give our office a call at 698-5800. Talk to Angie or whomever answers and say, hey, I want to set up a free consult with one of the docs, and we'd be happy to sit down, get your full history, and get you some good answers. Does that sound fair?
That sounds good. Yes. All right. Thank you.
I appreciate the call, Mary. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Did you get somebody might be thinking, well, these guys are chiropractors. How are they going to help my thyroid? Do you get that kind of question?
And again, a few sessions ago, I talked about our education, and people don't know this. Again, you think, and I'm going to touch on that right now, you think chiropractor, and in central Illinois and in the Midwest, you think neck pain, back pain, low back pain, headaches. That's how we've been pigeonholed over the past 30, 40 years. When I was introduced to this back in 1987 in San Diego, California, again, I had met shortly after moving there a 1984 Olympian, and she and I used to work out together, and I was having problems at the time with daily headaches, and I had a bulging disc in my low back with severe sciatic pain down my left leg. I was all twisted up. I had went the medical route because that's all I knew. They put me on 3 meds, sent me to a physical therapist who gave me a few exercises. None of it helped me. Out of sheer frustration, I just started researching. I needed answers. But to make a long story short, I found out through this Olympic athlete that all these athletes out on the West Coast, and this is back in the mid-80s, were getting treated not because they were in pain, because they needed to be performing optimally. I mean, this is big time stuff. You're talking Olympics, yeah. You're talking professional athletes. This is the way they make their money. Here's a perfect example. Quarterback from New England.
Tom Brady.
I mean, here's a guy who's, what is he now, 41 or 2?
I don't know, 41, I think.
He's old for a quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And here's a guy, he and I are on the exact same page. I just said, after seeing him play, I said, he could literally play another 5 years. He's in that good a shape, and he takes that good care of himself that he is, again, we're He's exactly on the page I'm at. But this is how I got introduced to chiropractic back in the late 80s. All these athletes getting treated to be at their best. Now I move back to the Midwest. I'm thinking, you know what? A Midwest needs to know about this. This is awesome stuff. But everything's about pain. Everything's about headaches and things like that. When you begin to understand the body, it's an amazing, amazing thing. But there's a great folklore story that I want to mention.
Before you go on the story, I just want to say, you know, and the thing about, you know, him bringing up Tom Brady is by anybody's standards, what they're saying with Tom Brady is he's literally rewriting the book on like how professional athletes are taking care of their bodies now, because now they're seeing, you know, obviously he's the outlier. He's doing things that nobody ever thought was possible. And his goal, I'm pretty sure, is he wants to play and start till age 45, which is another four seasons. But it just goes to show and what we're always talking about here, when you are proactive with your health and you do things on a daily basis to pursue health, you can get the results. And he's a prime example. I mean, he's already creating businesses outside of his current business, which is the NFL and the Patriots, for teaching people what he's doing.
Right.
And what he's doing, I'm sure he'd be the first to say, it's nothing crazy. I literally eat well and I take care of myself and I'm physically active. And I know he probably gets massages and chiropractic adjustments on a very regular basis. It's not rocket science. We say this all the time. It's simple stuff. You just have to implement it.
This is what I've been saying literally since I've been in business for the last 22 years plus years. Again, it is not rocket science. You dot your I's, you cross your T's, you do the right thing. Each and every day our cells are dying off, new cells are forming, and we can make all these new cells better and healthier cells by doing the right thing. So again, I'm looking forward to Mary coming in, because Mary's going to get some tremendous response, and guess what? She's not going to have to take any drugs that make her feel sick. So that's a great thing. But getting back to the story of the Olympics, I think I mentioned this before, but back in the day, back in the mid-70s, the American high jumper, Dwight Stones, folklore story is that he took his chiropractor with him to the Olympics because the medical team for the Olympics would not allow a chiropractor to be on the team. So he brought his own chiropractor. And as the story goes, all the athletes went to see Dwight Stone's chiropractor.
Right.
And so, again, this has been going on. Think about that. That's been the mid-70s that these athletes have known if they want to be at their top performance, feeling the best. Now we know having their brain function optimally, having their brain balanced so that, again, what's the brain do? It controls everything. Controls movement, controls muscles, controls organs. So they know, and these athletes have known for years, how powerful chiropractic is to helping them be at their optimal performance. So we tell people who we see with kids and the athletes we see, hey, it's not uncommon that we hear people say, I had my PR in such and such for an athlete that we're treating. Now, we actually expect to hear that they have had personal records, they've done their best after we've treated them. That's what this is all about. So it's kind of been a bummer that people pigeonhole this. And that's why we like the consultations, because people have questions, they want answers, and this is a free consult. How can you pass that up?
And speaking of people having their personal records, we were just talking recently, I had a guy come in who's in his late 60s, new to chiropractic last year, and starts getting adjusted for the first time, and had some stuff that he was coming in for. He wasn't just coming in, you know, just for the maintenance style stuff. He actually had issues. But beyond the issues, and as he got better, he let me know that last season in his late 60s was his best year of golf that he'd ever played, hitting the ball way further, way more range of motion, just feeling better. And I was like, yeah, that's, you know, it didn't, like he says, it doesn't surprise us when we hear things like that. We expect things like that, because when you take care of your body, you're going to get good results across the board in every aspect of life.
So we say, you know, our mission is to help as many people and their families as possible get healthy and stay healthy for a lifetime. And again, avoid the need for medications and surgeries. I can't say enough about that. Our family has been doing this since I've been raising them, all my children. My children, have been very healthy, and we've been, knock on wood, very successful in keeping the kids healthy. And that's because of what we know. We practice what we preach. That was a great story. I had a couple other stories with golfers. One of my patients in his mid-50s was with his golf buddies, and he said, yeah, they're accusing me of being on steroids because he's hitting the ball longer. He has a much better range of motion, so much better swing. And again, accused of being on steroids because he's doing such a great job, but nothing more than great brain-balancing chiropractic care. I have another gentleman, 70-year-old male golfer, and this is for all you golfers out there. Guess what? Spring is about a month away. It's just around the corner. This gentleman came in with left knee pain, severe osteoarthritis, and some right jaw pain from trigeminal neuralgia, and the meds weren't working. But
from what's that?
That's a nerve problem up in the jaw,
okay.
and in the face, and it can be very painful, like any other nerve pain might be. Anyway, make a long story short, his coach, golf coach, noticed substantial improved range of motion in his swing and length of the ball he's hitting. So this isn't hard stuff. This is just basic, better function through chiropractic and good chiropractic care. It's amazing. So, you know, people listening out there who have young athletes, these young athletes are putting a lot more wear and tear on their bodies than we did when we were younger. We used to have a sport a season. Now some kids are playing two and three sports a season, and it's a lot of wear and tear. We want to keep these kids healthy. We want to help them function at their best, and especially for the ones who are in high school trying to shoot for a college scholarship. Absolutely, 100%, look into chiropractic care. It's going to help them be their best, hands down.
If you have a question, 753-1240. If they have a question when you guys aren't here, how do we get a hold of you?
Our office number is 217-698-5800, and our website is reedfamilywellness.com.
This is Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert. Good afternoon.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Dancing days are here again. Summer evenings grow.
Give us a call this afternoon on Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert. Dr. Chris, Dr. Sean in the house this afternoon. And when you're not here, they can always... you're on... Facebook, you're on, you have a website, you're everywhere.
Yeah. Dr. Shaw knows all about that. I'm not much of a Facebook guy.
Yeah, we got a Facebook page. It's Reed Family Wellness, okay. R-E-I-D Family Wellness.
Right.
And we have an Instagram page as well.
Oh, cool.
We're trying to get more active on those.
Right.
But we do have the pages. And all the, you know, for any listener, the podcasts, which we post on our Facebook, are also being put up on our website as well. So anybody who wants to share them with family or friends, they can refer them to our Facebook page, refer them to our website. And podcasts live there.
So we talk about stress all the time on this show because stress is where it's at. Stress,
right.
Stress is literally the reason. As I have a little note that I wrote up on a sticky and I stuck on a poster in our office. It says, "Pain hurts, but stress kills." Stress is killing all of us. So the key to good health is managing your stress. Speaking of which, I was just talking about a story over the break there about a young high school male that we heard about years ago who had developed myasthenia gravis. Which is a neuromusculoskeletal issue, autoimmune disorder. And it's just like, okay, this person's in high school. How does this happen? How do these bad genes get expressed when you're like 16 and 17 years of age? I can tell you exactly how it happens. It's because this person had so much stress on their brain that their body can't take and it broke down. A lot of times, I use this as an analogy in our office when we're explaining how the brain and body work. If you overload the brain, it's like putting too many plugs into a circuit at one time. What are you going to do? You're going to blow a fuse.
Right.
You know, you're going to break. Circuit breaker, you got to go down, open up the panel, flip the circuit breaker on and off. That's what's happening with these people who are developing these issues. And not unlike thyroid problems, or it doesn't matter what the symptom is. But this young guy, again, he's in high school. Think about this. He is, at the same time, he's doing swimming plus cross country, plus taking AP honors classes. That's a lot of wear and tear on the brain and body. And again, in high school years, he develops myasthenia gravis. That's just not normal. But I got a couple great examples to extend upon that. I was listening in the kitchen, listening to the TV last night, and I had my ears open. My wife listened to these channels. They were talking about the Oscars and this actress who I don't know, but her name is Selma Blair.
Right.
She's a 46-year-old actor. And I just heard this again on the national news last night, that she was in an MS flare-up after the birth of her son in 2011 and didn't know it. She was only diagnosed last year, 2018. So for years and years, she's having all these symptoms, and she's going to MDs, and they're just telling her, well, again, you're a young woman, you have a child, or I don't know how many kids she has now, but you know, you're an actress, you're stressed, you're this, you're that. And she said, just basically telling her blah, blah, blah for all these years. And then finally in 2018, they diagnosed her with MS. And she, you know, I did see the interview with her. And the sad thing is she's pretty far along in this MS, this multiple sclerosis. What makes me sad, because again, here's a situation where you have a young woman who's probably under a lot of stress, living out in Hollywood, trying to make ends meet and just getting her acting going. And then she has a child, which is a huge stress. And boom, after having that child, she has her first flare-up. She said, I was so exhausted. She said, I would take my son to school, and I'd have to go home and take a nap just from taking him to school. And she quoted, I'm quoting this, she said that I was self-medicating and drinking when my son was not around. So again, what was happening? She was taking medications, she was drinking, she was unfortunately doing everything wrong. And what did it do? It didn't help her. She didn't get healthier. She actually got worse and worse. These are the type of things that we can help people with. And we tell people, as Dr. Sean said earlier, when you do the right things, your body responds. And even with these people with MS, and another one was Michael J. Fox with his Parkinson's. I mean, imagine this, at 29 years of age, Michael J. Fox is diagnosed with Parkinson's. How? What did he have to do to himself? What kind of stress was he under in his brain and his body to develop Parkinson's at 29? That's just unbelievable. But we're seeing more and more of this stuff because so many reasons. Number one, people aren't doing the right thing. People are eating poor diets, you know, and they're not getting fed. They're not getting nutritionally fed. Michael J. Fox was also known to, again, drink a lot of wine to help with his problem. Again, just the wrong things to do. Actually, the alcohol is going to put more stress on the brain and body and cause more nutrition depletion, especially B vitamins, which support the nervous system. And both MS and Parkinson's are both related to nervous system. And what did these people do? They drank. They depleted their body of B vitamins. They weren't probably taking good care of themselves, so they weren't replenishing. And at that young ages, they're breaking down, and it can be helped. That's why we like to get on this. And we, you know, again, I've said in the past, and I'll thank Kelly Greeley again, the Girl in the Oven Radio, for giving us this opportunity to get on this radio station and just start to educate people. And we're so happy that we're having people call our office. They're wanting to get in. They're wanting to sit down to have consults, to learn about what we do, to learn about the power of the human brain and human body. And it is amazing. And we want people, we want as many people as possible to get this information. Getting back to a couple things we talked about earlier, we had one other story that I thought was really interesting. I heard years ago, and Dr. Sean, I never heard this. Ronald Reagan, if anybody knows that name, really interesting story on Ronald Reagan. When he was leaving his hometown and moving west, before he went to Hollywood, he actually stopped by Davenport, Iowa, and had one of his first jobs working for B.J. Palmer, who was the developer of chiropractic, which I thought was really interesting. B.J. had a radio station at the Palmer School of Chiropractic, a couple radio stations, and Ronald Reagan's first job was to work for B.J. Palmer, and he talks about how much he learned from B.J. Palmer on how to, you know, do his job, how to become better at doing it. And I've long suspected that as Reagan finally moved west and went out to California and became an actor and eventually governor of California and eventually president of the United States, there was a timing-wise association there between chiropractic care being accepted with insurance companies, because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, this all kind of started out on the West Coast and then moved more towards the Midwest. And I think Reagan probably had a big hand in getting that accomplished. And so, again, we're big fans of Ronald Reagan and everything that he accomplished in his lifetime. But being introduced at such an early age to chiropractic through the developer of chiropractic, D.D. Palmer, B.J.'s dad, started chiropractic and B.J. developed it. And so just some great history there, some great folklore, again, getting back to the positive parts of chiropractic and where it's come in these last 40, 50 years.
If you have a question, you can give us a call, 753-1240 this afternoon. We're getting into our last segment, so just a few minutes left to give us a call. This is Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Give us a call if you have any question this afternoon, getting into our last segment with Dr. Chris and Dr. Sean this afternoon.
So I was mentioning earlier, Joy had asked me a question about people not really thinking about chiropractic, other than neck pain, right, back pain, headaches, you know, and then what we deal with. Yeah, we deal everything with everything literally from head to toe. And we offer special things I've mentioned before about like hair, blood, and urine test, urinalysis testing to try and figure out what that specific person is lacking nutritionally that can help them be healthier. A lot of people are spending a lot of money on vitamins and over-the-counter vitamins that, you know, aren't that great, and they don't really know what they're taking. They're kind of getting their information off the internet, which is a good place to start. Sometimes it's exactly, you know, it's better to know exactly what you do need. But so we are educated. Our education is getting back to that. Very almost toe-to-toe identical to a medical doctor's education. We take the same classes to pass our boards, and we're educated the same. We even have to take classes like histology and, gynecology, and just we have to touch on everything. So we know, we're very familiar from head to toe with how the body works and how the body functions. The great thing is, again, in our office, we're called neuromusculoskeletal specialists. We focus on the nervous system and how it affects the musculoskeletal system. So the interesting thing is, as stated by the AMA, we've said this several times, that 90% of all issues that end up in an MD's office are related to stress. And the AMA is now stating that and acknowledging that. I've been saying for many years, I think it's 100%. Everything's related to stress. And that's where we're specialists. In our office, we are wellness consultants, and we help people learn how to manage their stress. That's a big deal because, again, what I say earlier, stress kills. You know, here's a perfect example. I've said, you've heard of those stories of those people Dr. Sean was talking about not relating pain. You know, people get out of pain, they think they're okay. But how many of us have heard the story, which I use in our office all the time, about that person that one day they have no pain, the next day they have pain, they go into their MD and they find out they're full of cancer. I've heard that several times throughout my life. Again, did that cancer just come over in the last 24 hours? No, that cancer has been coming on for years. But it was a silent killer, just like heart attacks, silent killer. Something's brewing. They don't even know it. And then one day they're dead because they had a heart attack. So never, I guess the moral of the story is, don't just equate how healthy you are by whether or not you have pain.
I was just speaking of, since he's talking about cancer, I was reading on Medical News Today, a website. They were talking about research suggesting that long time exposure to stress and chronic stressors speeds up the growth of cancer cells and impacts the gene activity that deals with cancer, apparently. They said there was researchers from a medical university in China, and they were in collaboration with colleagues from across the world, and they located a key mechanism that, when triggered by chronic stress, fuels the growth of cancer cells. And that's insane, but it makes sense. Stress causes all these things that we're seeing, and if you're not doing anything about your stress, then it's a big deal. They also went on to say on the same website, and it's a different article, that chronic stress is also tied to accelerated cognitive impairment. How big of a deal is that nowadays?
Yeah. Alzheimer's, I mean, dementia.
Dementia and Alzheimer's are probably, I mean, I don't know this for sure, but I'd assume they're probably at an all-time high. And what's a huge factor to do with it? Stress. They said the stress also has a huge effect on heart problems as well as gut health. So
heart problems and gut health. We know
stuff that we've touched on 100 times, but it's always worth reiterating because it's such a big deal. And so when people are dealing with their stress in improper ways, like you were talking about with the Hollywood stars, you know, drinking their woes away, or, you know, overeating into exhaustion, or sitting around and doing nothing, I mean, or taking medications or whatever it is that you're doing that is not the best option, realize that it might get those symptoms to back off a little for the time being, but all the while, you know, the wildfire is still taking place in the body. And if you're not addressing what's actually causing these problems to begin with, you might have a bigger problem down the road than you're even, you know, than you even started with. So that's why we don't like, you know, we don't like medication. We know that there may be a time and a place for it, but if you can minimize your need for it, that's why we're always talking about that. Try everything, exhaust all options ahead of time. Make an appointment at our office, sit down and talk to us, tell us what you have going on. Let's see if we can do anything to help you. And in most cases, we can.
That's an amazing thing is, again, that in most cases we can, and it really doesn't matter what it is. Again, chiropractic doesn't heal you. Chiropractic gives you an avenue of healing. Your body heals itself. I think that's one of the misconceptions. Our body heals itself. Whether we use chiropractic, whether we use drugs, our body is self-healing. These things are just designed like the chiropractic. What we say, we reboot the brain. What do drugs do? They reboot their brain. The bad thing about drugs is they all have bad side effects. So you've got to find your avenue to helping your brain calm down, because your brain is healing your body. And that's hard for people to understand, but that's why we take time. We go through, again, a brain-body diagram in our office. It takes about 7 or 8 minutes. And we explain this to people to help them understand. This young woman that just came in our office on Monday, 21 years old. Again, I mentioned her earlier. Joint pain all around. Lots of stress on her brain. Full-time student, full-time working. Some emotional things going on, and she's 21 and feeling horrible. And she's seen a neurologist on Monday, and I said, please go see them. I would rather not that they just throw you on a drug. Please come back. You know, I sat down with her for a good half hour, explained to her what's going on, how stress affects her situation. She's like, I'm 21. Why do I feel like this? I said, I can tell you exactly why you feel like this. So here's another example of a young woman whose body is breaking down, and she's having joint pain and joints that just make no sense. I mean, she said, I feel 70 years old, and I said, I understand. And that's, you know, that can be helped, and that's the amazing thing. And
well, the scary thing is think what the end game would be for her. You know, where is she at 20 years down the line if she doesn't?
She'd still be young.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. In the late 30s, early 40s. It's like if she goes down a road of medication right now, is there any end? I don't know. But the good thing is that she is coming to the office and is trying to maximize her body's ability to be healthy. On the same note of, you know, young person coming in, had a guy come in, he's in his young 20s, and he's had a problem for 5 years that he's never gotten completely taken care of. And guess what? 5 years later, it's still a problem. And I told him when he came back in, I said, guess what? It's been a problem for 5 years. And it will be a problem for another 5, and then some, if you don't get it taken care of now. And people, that's human instinct, is we just, as long as we can kind of get by and we feel all right, most people are okay with that. But that's not okay, and you shouldn't be okay with that, because people have no idea how good they can feel. They just have to learn what it takes to get there, and then they have to act upon it. It's as simple as that. And so, you know, with this guy, and hopefully with the girl that Dr. Chris is talking about, hopefully they can, you know, they're definitely going to get the help they need. Hopefully they can take something from it and really be the healthiest version of themselves for many years to come. Not just for now, not for the next 2 months.
We love to get young people, because I tell them all the time, you have your whole life in front of you. If you listen to what we tell you, you can have a great life with great health. And so we say to all people, you know, step up, take responsibility for ourselves and our health. It's very simple. Call our office, set up for a consult, come sit down with us, explain to us what's going on. You can be helped. This young woman, 21, I was so happy because she's never been to a chiropractor before. And she opened up. She said, you know what? I want answers. She was referred by a woman who a client of ours who I treat, who's never been to a chiropractor before, who not only came in as doing great, but brought her son in. I talked about him last week with ADHD. Again, these things we can help with. The power of chiropractic, the power of good nutrition, the power of knowledge. That's what we're trying to get to people.
How do we get a hold of you guys when you're not here on the radio?
Our office number is 217-698-5800. That's 698-5800. We are Reed Family Wellness. That's R-E-I-D, Family Wellness. And you can get us on our website, reedfamilywellness.com, and Facebook through that, Reed Family Wellness on Facebook.
All right, Dr. Chris, Dr. Sean.
Thanks, Joey.
Always a pleasure. See you next time.
This has been Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. For more information on Reed Family Wellness, call 217-698-5800 or visit reedfamilywellness.com. And join us again next week for more Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX.
Reed Family Wellness, the best of health to you.
Call Reed Family Wellness at 698-5800.